This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm back with Dave, and today we're here to talk about one of our favorite players, Kenny Hustle Williams.
Yeah, man. To me, Kenny Hustle is the exact guy that we love to have on this team. There's so many reasons that we love to talk about him. But beforehand, I want to kind of talk about my day today, a snippet. I know we talk about all the time, we're not going to talk about our personal lives, but it goes hand in hand exactly with who Kenny Hustle is. So today, my wife and I, we went to a old antique area in Kensington, Maryland. It's close to where we live now. And I met this old lady that was a painter and has been a painter for the last 40 years, 50 years, professional painter. She's from Iran. She grew up in Iran, moved all over Europe, and finally settled down in Kensington, Maryland, right? So there we are. I'm talking to her. She's telling me all these things and crazy experiences that she's had. And she challenges me on something that to me means a lot, because there's a lot of opportunity for different people to say different things to make a difference in your life. But what she says to me really changed my perspective on the day. And I hope for help you guys too. But we're going to talk about Kenny and how this all works together real quickly here. Don't worry if people don't like you. Most people are struggling to like themselves. And when you talk about Kenny Hustle and you talk about his traits that are just so perfect and what he does for this team, I can't help but look at and see how Kenny Hustle and the amazing way that he takes how he is struggling and puts it out on the court, recognizing that other people are struggling around him, and he helps them lift him up instead of tear him down. He is a perfect leader for this team, and he's why I get so passionate about loving this team so much, is because of the hustle that he puts out there on the floor constantly. He is a perfect guy for this team, and especially being that he is one of the older guys. I love it, Mark.
Yeah, man. How could you not love yourself if you had a hair like cut like that?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm pretty stoked that I have an opportunity to have a wife that allows me to grow my hair in the way I want to. And that means that I have not had a hair cut for 2+ years, and I look at Kenny's hair and I see the beautiful way he has taken care of it, and I can't help but wonder one day if I can't have the admiration of other people when they look at my hair and look at my dude and say, damn, that's pretty baller.
That's right, man. Kenny's all heart and Kenny's all hair, and it's great to see, man. And how can you not love someone who's like that? And you know, let's face it, you know, watching him play, there's a lot of emphasis placed on, you know, the way he goes after loose balls, the way he lays it on the line. But we know that he's a highly skilled player. And like you're talking about, he's a player who plays a lot of emotion, but he plays in a way, like you said, that he lifts other people up. And that's really a critical factor for him, for this team. And that's why, you know, we feel like he's such a critical part of this team. You know, let's face it, like, it hasn't been an easy road for him. We're talking about an article here that Paris Lawson wrote, and it's an excellent article about him. And I think one of the things that epitomizes him, and really the only reason that this article I think is relevant, is because of how well he's been able to overcome adversity. If he wasn't able to, then there wouldn't even be an article, right? But what he was able to do with the last 46 games of the season was he was able to average 9.6 points per game and shoot 44% from deep. Okay? Like, we can talk about all the other things, but those skills make him potentially elite if he can, you know, continue to, you know, demonstrate that level of skill throughout the course of an entire NBA season. There's not many people who can really play what is legitimately known as a 3-and-D when they play as hard as he does. And he doesn't limit himself to just three-point shooting. He can shoot the mid-range. He can finish at the basket. He's a good passer. But, you know, that's what we're talking about. If he had just did what he did at the first of the season, which admittedly he struggled, but he also didn't get a lot of minutes. He only had 13 minutes per game. But what he was able to do with the last 46, that's what matters. That's why we are looking at him and saying he's more than just a hustle guy. He has that reputation. He deserves that reputation, but he's highly skilled.
Absolutely, man. And the skill-wise, I look at and I see the improvement every year that he's had. I remember watching him at TCU, and I remember being blown away. Yes, he had some injuries at TCU, so we're talking about somebody that's had injuries before. But the reality is that a great basketball player is always going to be at the gym, shooting around, playing hoops, doing things like that. But a great basketball leader inspires others to play ball in at crazy times. It doesn't matter what time it is. And so this part that I'm going to talk about really talks about how he was able to become a leader and help all these other players out. For the first third of the season, Williams appeared in a limited game action, averaging just 13 minutes of playing time over the first 20 games of the season. It was during this part of the season that he and several other reserves in the lineup would arrive early at the facility on the practice days to play 3-on-3. Their group became affectionately known as the Breakfast Club. This is exactly what we're talking about. He takes what he has and he multiplies it by getting other players to become better. And it doesn't matter what time in the morning, it doesn't matter what time at night, these guys were out there playing, six of them, constantly. And I think this is exactly what we need for this team, is somebody that teaches the younger players how to have a professional habits, how to get out there and play early, early in the morning, teaching them how to spread their games out in different ways, how to focus on different aspects of each of the game. So hell yeah, Mark, Kenny Hustle is a leader on every aspect, and he's hustling out there because he is doing the same thing. It doesn't matter if he's playing 3-on-3 or if he's playing in front of 20,000 fans. He is balling out straight up every day.
Yeah, and I appreciate Paris Lawson taking the time to write this article. I mean, it's excellent, and it really covers everything from, you know, things we know about Kenny, which recaps like where he came from, his struggles he had, no Division I offers, going to JUCO, going to TCU, overcoming injuries, getting into the NBA, getting the opportunities with the Thunder, making the most of it, and looking forward to what it means to have him on the team because of the type of presence he's in the locker room, in the practice facility, in pre-practice, post-practice, the type of personality he has. And, you know, he makes a big deal about feeling fortunate, but I'll tell you, I really appreciate this piece by Paris because it makes it clear that we are fortunate to have him, and that's how we feel.
I'm trying to sum up exactly how I feel about this team. I'm trying to figure out how to feel about Kenny Hustle, and I think Coach D sums it up the best. Paris Lawson, she quotes him right here, "Rain or shine, you know he's going to bring it. He's turned that into a competitive habit, and I think when you compete like that, good things happen." Hell yeah, man. That's how I feel about him. He has an attitude that is always out there competing, and that right there produces fruit. And we're going to watch him play a lot this season because of it.
You know, I think as I sum it up, he says, "I think the relationships I've built here will last a lifetime. Just meeting genuine people, genuine teammates, everybody, to be honest, the whole organization that helped me out a lot this year. I think with a great organization like the Thunder, it will continue to help guys coming in as well." Well, the truth is, you know, when you play for an organization like the Thunder and you build a reputation like Kenny has, you end up gaining lifelong fans. And that's what he's been able to do with all of us here in Oklahoma City. No matter where he goes, no matter where he's playing, and we hope it's for us for as long as possible. But the truth is, he's the type of guy that you follow and you cheer for them to be successful. The thing about him playing for Oklahoma City is we get to watch him play every single game, and we get to hope that that's going to be for a lot longer. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us for once again for another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and he was Dave, and we're going to be back, and we'll see you then. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.